Tom Brady and the New England Patriots controlled the Buffalo Bills for most of Sunday afternoon in a convincing 37-22 victory, bringing disappointment to the fans at Ralph Wilson Stadium. But as Matt Sabuda points out during this morning's Beyond the Playbook, before the game started, the hearts and minds of over 70,000 fans belonged to the man speaking at midfield, new Bills owner Terry Pegula.
The biggest thing that strikes me about him, and has from the beginning, is he really is a fan. And I don't think that's something you can fake from an ownership position. You know, you hear a lot about that from owners, that, oh, we're fans at heart. But this guy, he just strikes me as someone who was like all 70-some thousand people in that stadium yesterday, with the one small detail that he's got about several billion dollars in his bank account. And I think that really resonates with fans, and you could see it in a very reciprocal appreciation yesterday when he and his family came out on the field. It was a really special moment.
Of course, unfortunately, what happened for the next 3 hours after that didn't go too well for Buffalo Bills fans. What about this game? It looked for a while like it was within the Bills' grasp, but it just slipped away sourly in the second half.
Yes, it was certainly another painful loss in a long series against the Patriots. And for me, the key theme to really focus on has been the mistakes in the game yesterday. I was in the locker room after the game, and Kyle Williams just couldn't help but you're repeating over and over the mistakes that were made by the team. And really, I think that was on both sides of the ball. In the first half, there were three offensive turnovers that really killed them on a number of drives, particularly one where C.J. Spiller fumbled the ball at midfield. In the second half, on the defensive side of the ball, they gave up 24 points. There seemed to be confusion in the backfield, as I think you and I discussed, that the second-to-last Patriots touchdown, you could see it. You could see the defensive backfield really didn't know where they were supposed to be aligned, and that resulted in the expected, which was a Patriots touchdown.
Was that a mental mistake, did you see, or do you have a feel that maybe it goes beyond the guys on the field?
You know, that's difficult to say. I mean, okay. Coaching only goes so far. You would like to see these guys certainly equipped to be able to react quickly and be in the alignment they should be. But at the end of the day, it always comes down to players, but certainly the coaching can play a role in that.
Of course, the coaches decide who gets on the field, who doesn't get on the field. One guy who didn't get much playing time, again, C.J. Spiller.
Yeah, throughout the course of the season, it looks like he's putting on what amounts to a disappearing act in a contract year. His play has been nothing short of terrible. He had 6 carries yesterday for 19 yards, including a very critical fumble, and he's been virtually non-existent in the return game, which is very troubling for a guy that is going into a year expecting to re-sign. And not only that, for a guy that was once upon a time a top 10 pick, that looks like at this point he's now struggling for a backup position. We only hope that this is just temporary and he can find the form that he once had a year or two ago.
Now, we never really do get used to these losses, especially to a team like the Patriots. But at the same time, it's just one game out of 16. How do you see the Bills moving forward?
Yeah, I'm pretty enthusiastic for the Bills moving forward. This is a game where, as much as I would have loved to have seen them when I had it chalked up as a loss, I don't think the team is there yet to beat a team like the Patriots. Even though the Patriots are on a bit of a decline, as everyone says, they still have one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback playing the game. But for the Bills, what I think going forward is they've got two games that are very winnable coming up. Next week at home against the Vikings, and then against the New York Jets, who have just essentially fallen into an all-and-out free fall. So there's a very real possibility that the Bills could be at 5-3 going into their bye week. And if they do find themselves in that position, I think Bills fans will be in a great mood once again. And I think it's, again, a very real possibility.
The changing moods of Buffalo Bills fans. It all depends on how it goes on the field, doesn't it? Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for joining us for Beyond the Playbook.
Glad to be here.